This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several times, we've been studying a series of lessons based upon the question, if I were the devil, what would I try to do with the world and with the church? We have based this series of lessons, basically, on 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 11 to 15. And I urge you to take your own Bible and read each of those passages for yourself. Study them carefully and prayerfully. But the basic thing that they point out to us is this, that the greatest enemy any one of us has in this world is not some mere human being, but is the devil. And the devil uses human beings as his servants. And he often presents those servants of his as if they were servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has many cunning devices by which he deceives us and leads us to fall to temptation, to turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, as we've studied what would the devil try to do with the world, we have simply concluded that he would try to persuade you by one means or another to simply not accept God and his Lord Jesus Christ and not accept the gospel, the message of Christ, and therefore simply refuse to become a Christian, refuse to be born again, refuse to be baptized as a penitent believer in Christ, refuse to be baptized into him for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, and many other relevant passages. And now as we study what the devil would try to do with the church, it can be summed up in this. He would simply try to persuade us to become unfaithful. Now we begin a new point today on that matter. Already we have studied some 6 points in the devil's devices in trying to persuade Christians to become unfaithful. Today we point out that he would try to persuade us to reject the view that the church is an army. There are many people who look upon the church much like they would a social club or a civic organization. Sort of like maybe joining the Rotary Club or the Kiwanis or Lions Club or being a member of some social organization. But the church is much more than that. It is the body of Christ purchased by the blood of Christ. It is his army. It is the body of people by which the Lord carries on war with the forces of Satan, those who proclaim doctrinal and philosophical error. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. My friends, to be faithful as a child of God, you must realize the church is the army of Christ. It is the army of Christ. It is the one and only army the Lord has in this world. And every member of the church, every Christian, is a soldier in that army. Now we can be either a good, brave, great, and valiant soldier of Christ, or we can be a very poor soldier. Notice Paul said, endure hardship. That is, be willing to take whatever comes your way in order to be faithful to Christ. And Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow after me. That is, one must be willing to suffer whatever comes because of being faithful to Christ. One must be willing to lose his friends, to lose his family, to lose his money, his possessions, to lose his freedom and be sent to prison, even to lose his life in order to be faithful to Christ. That's what it means to be a good soldier. One may be a good soldier, apparently, as he marches on the parade ground with the bands playing and the flags waving and all the people cheering. But the real test is in the battle. Will one endure hardship? Will one be willing to risk his life? And the real test of being a faithful soldier of Jesus Christ, will one be strong in the face of great opposition? Will he stand for truth? Will he do as Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12? Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on eternal life. It is my earnest prayer that every one of us who is a child of God will be just that kind of soldier. But our time's gone for today. I do want you to know how very happy I am that you've been in our audience, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue this study, If I Were the Devil.